Special guest today. We have Senator Jim Talent. Jim Talent served in the U.S. House of Representatives for 8 years, then was elected in 2002 to the U.S. Senate. He served in the 2008 Mitt Romney presidential campaign, and he's also a distinguished fellow at the Heritage Foundation, an attorney by profession, and also currently serves as a senior advisor to Mitt Romney's economic policy team. Senator Talent, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thank you, Ty.
All right. Now, I'm curious, I'm curious your opinion here. Whoever wins the Republican primary or the nomination, do you think they'll be able to unify the party?
Well, Ty, I'm less worried about unity, because I think the party will pull together than I am about, preparedness or readiness, because the longer this goes on, at least past a certain point, the more difficult it's going to be to put together the infrastructure of a general election campaign. I mean, politics is in part spectacle, but it's reality. It's not a reality TV show.
Right.
And you do need the time to be able to run a general election campaign and to focus on what you have to focus on there. So, I mean, it's just running against Barack Obama instead of against, other Republicans. And at a certain point, I think this will drag on to the point where it compromises the ability of whoever the nominee is to do that. So, I mean, that's my concern more than unity.
So your concern is that this fight goes all the way to possibly, I hear brokered convention, I hear negotiated convention. What are your thoughts there?
Well, see, I think people talk about that, and they kind of, those who follow politics, and that's, that's fine to do. I mean, that would be good theater. But, I mean, that means that we're focusing on, running in a primary all the way through August while Obama is running the general election campaign. So I just can't see how that would be a good thing. Now, everybody needs to have an opportunity to have their say, and we all understand that. But at a certain point, you need to wrap this up. So, I think it's less unity. I think people will pull together than it is having the time and the energy and the focus to be able to put the organization together, raise the money, focus on the issues of the general election campaign. I mean, for one thing, there are going to be about 15 swing states in November. Well, those aren't necessarily the same states where we're running primaries. So it's probably not a good thing if Republicans are spending their time campaigning in California in June, for example, because California is not likely to be in play in November.
Isn't that a fact? Question for you. You're obviously a senior advisor to Mitt Romney on his economic team. And I hate to quote Bill Clinton, but I will. I think he said it was the economy, stupid, is what he said. That's the biggest issue. The issue is jobs, as I talk to people, and probably you too. Tell me why we've gotten off message there. Why are we not attacking President Obama on the economy? Because he's an abject failure, in my view.
Well, and you're right about that. I mean, we've had unemployment higher longer than at any time since the Great Depression. They claim that unemployment is going down. Well, what that means is people are leaving the workforce. I mean, the labor force. I mean, you know that's the case. It's so bad that people have given up and they're saying it's getting better. So you're absolutely right about that. Well, Mitt Romney's continued to focus on that. I mean, he's continually attacking when the president's performance on the economy. I mean, he's going to do it again today. But I agree with you that we need to focus on Obama in general. So I'd say it's less the failure to focus on the economy than it is simply that, in a primary, you're running against a different set of opponents. And it's one of the reasons we do need, as soon as it's possible to do it, to get to the general election.
Obviously, you're a fellow at the Heritage Foundation, and you're on Mitt Romney's economic policy teams. Let me focus on him just for a minute. What advice would you give him? What would you tell him to, let's say he gets elected president, what would you recommend that he do in the first day, week, month, 100 days to get this economy turned around?
Yeah, well, he's basically reduced the size of government and do what he did in Massachusetts, and that's what he wants to do. I mean, this is a guy who has functioned at every level in the free market. I mean, he understands how businesses create jobs, how businesses grow, and what the effect of government on business is. And so he wants to reduce the size, the scope, the power of government. If people look at his jobs plan, for example, there's dynamic tax relief in that plan, including cap gains, including cutting the corporate tax, eliminating the or going to a territorial system where corporations can bring profits from abroad into the country. He has a very dynamic energy plank. I mean, I think, and the governor believes, that the next recovery, the real recovery, is going to be an energy-led recovery. And there, all we've got to do is get the government the heck off of the backs of the people who want to produce energy in this country.
What a great idea.
And across a broad range, you know, we're the only country in the world that actively prevents its own people from getting at its own domestic energy resources. I mean, the Keystone Pipeline is the latest example, but we got permitoriums, we got moratoriums. We need nuclear plants, we need coal, we need to discover oil and the natural gas we have within our boundaries. I mean, we're becoming the Saudi Arabia of natural gas. Mm-hmm. So if we'll do that, not only will you create millions of jobs in the energy industry alone, but as you know, the security of domestic resources and the lower prices that will result from tapping them is going to be a huge boost for the economy for a generation. So, I mean, but it takes, and Governor Romney talks about this, and he's right, it takes efforts in a lot of different areas, taxes, regulations, energy, trade, and labor. It isn't just one thing.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that a President Romney, do you think that he would totally repeal, be able to totally repeal Obamacare? And do you think he would?
Well, to answer that question, you got to ask yourself, what's going to happen on the rest of the ticket? I mean, this is something that people aren't thinking about. We need not just to beat Obama, but we need to bring in as many like-minded conservatives into Congress as we possibly can.
Great point.
The number one question is not, everybody wants to repeal Obamacare. The governor wants to repeal Obamacare. The question is, are we going to have the votes to do it, particularly in the Senate? And I think that depends a lot on what happens in November. It's one of what I think is Romney's big strengths, is I think he will have long coattails. I saw a Gallup poll a couple months ago that said 62% of registered voters are prepared to vote for Mitt Romney. I mean, nobody else was within 10 points of that.
62? Is that what you said?
Yeah. 62. Now, this was several months ago. I have not seen a poll like that since then, and it was several months ago. Okay, mm-hmm. That's indicative of what he did in Massachusetts. We obviously got support from a lot of people. And for a very, very conservative and aggressively conservative agenda of reducing the size of government, well, if he can do the same thing in November, then we're going to pull in a lot of Republicans with him, and that's going to make the difference in all of these issues, not just Obamacare, but Dodd-Frank. I talked about getting the EPA out of regulating carbon, which is one of the governor's main points. That, I mean, the EPA has been suppressing economic growth across this economy, as you know.
Right. No question about that. And let me chase the Congress here and getting things through. Why does it seem that an overwhelming majority of conservatives in Congress, they can't seem to get out of their own way when it comes to, like, the payroll tax issue that we just had? I don't know how the Republicans, the economic conservatives, got thrown under the bus on that and looked bad while passing it. How does that happen, and how do they do a better job with PR in that regard?
Well, Ty, one of the things this points out is that we need dynamic leadership that is effective at getting the agenda done. I mean, in these primaries, we've been arguing over the relatively minor differences the candidates have about what the agenda should be. I mean, most of them agree on all of the major points. The issue is getting somebody who can get it done. And this is one of the things that impressed me about Romney the first time I met him. I mean, this thing was really refreshing about him. Doesn't have a Washington perspective, because his view of life and politics wasn't shaped by Washington, and he is a vigorous and dynamic executive leader. He's very, very decisive. So we have to have people who can execute this agenda, who can get it done. And people interested in politics are interested in issues, which is fine, and so they spend all their time arguing over, well, how low exactly do you want to cut the corporate tax as opposed to somebody else? When the real issue is, in my judgment, or the much bigger issue is, how do we get a big corporate tax cut through, regardless of exactly where you want it? You see
right.
what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
And we're living with this all the time. And you're right about, I mean, we haven't elected a more conservative House in our lifetimes. I mean, even the 95 House wasn't right. this conservative. And yet the practical effect of their first year in office has been to cut defense spending. That's basically the big thing that's happened, yeah. Which is not a conservative objective, you know?
Right.
And it's not because they haven't wanted to. I mean, believe me, I mean, this group of people who've come in and wanted to do this, it's in part, of course, because they only control, you know, part of Congress, but it's also that, you know, we just have not had the kind of leadership that gets things done.
Predictions on the primary in Michigan, Arizona. What do you think?
Well, wherever Governor Romney has concentrated his time and energies, he's done very well. I mean, even in South Carolina, which we didn't win, I mean, he got twice the vote he got 4 years ago, and he's been campaigning very vigorously in both those states. So I think, you know, I'm looking forward to a good result there. And then we go to Super Tuesday, and, you know, I hope it doesn't last much longer than that for the reasons we talked about.
Right. Gotcha. All right. Now, let me kind of go to taxation here just a second. We obviously don't have a revenue problem. We have in the area, if I'm right, of $100 billion a month on average coming into the Treasury. We have a spending problem. Where do we need to cut and cut right away, with the exception of entitlements? That needs to be last, in my opinion. Where do we need to cut?
Well, you know, we need to cut everywhere. Let me just, and I'll answer that, but let me just say, you're right. We don't have a tax rate problem. We do have a revenue problem in the sense that because the economy's in the doldrum, you know, we're not getting the revenue we ought to get. So an essential part of reducing the deficit is getting back to a sustained era of prosperity. I mean, that will make a huge difference. Well, the governor said that we need to look at the discretionary budget, and we need to say to ourselves, not is some program good in the minds of somebody, but can we afford to continue borrowing from the Chinese in order to pay for it? Now, if you ask the question that way, which is, again, the way in the private sector a common sense person would ask the question, then a whole lot of programs need to go. He's talked about, you know, everything from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting to sending, you know, family planning dollars abroad. And he also has a very aggressive plan to save money in the entitlement programs, which we need to do. We can make those programs stronger while also saving a lot of money. And he's endorsed a something that's similar to Paul Ryan's plan for Medicare. He has some, you know, important changes in it, which Paul has said he really likes. And that'll save a lot of money and I think produce a better Medicare system for people. We can, if we take welfare spending back to where it was in the pre-recession levels, which we ought to, because we get back to prosperity, you shouldn't need as much welfare spending. And if we give the states more control over that, we can have a better welfare system at less cost. So, I mean, there's ways to save a lot of money. He did it in Massachusetts. I mean,
gotcha.
Part of it is the president just being willing to veto if Congress spends too much money. I mean, Romney vetoed it like 800 times in Massachusetts. I mean, you got to show leadership and you got to be determined.
I've only got about 30 seconds. Love to hear your comment here. Can we survive another 4 years of an Obama presidency?
Well, I have concerns about it. And
me too.
I don't mean this in a personal way. I don't think the president wants, you know, to hurt the country. But, I mean, his policies are driving us down. And that's why I think this is the most important election in our lifetime and why it's so important, you know, to get somebody who really is different. And it's hard for the Republican Party because we tend to like to nominate the same thing over and over again. I mean, we really haven't had a person, you know, whose life has been shaped by the private sector since Reagan. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, everybody since then, the two Bushes and Dole and McCain, I mean, their experiences were primarily in government. And, you know, we need somebody who has the dynamism and the energy and the effectiveness of the private sector.
All right. We're talking today to Senator Jim Talent, economic advisor to Mitt Romney and distinguished fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Senator Talent, if somebody wanted to find out more about you or the Heritage Foundation, where would they go?
Well, you go to heritage.org, and they have a very extensive website. Of course, I'm wearing my Mitt Romney hat today.
Okay.
And the Heritage hat, but, you know, we love people to check out the Heritage Foundation. It's the biggest and, I think, the best conservative think tank in the country.
How about, okay, you got your Mitt Romney hat on today. What's the website? Check out Mitt Romney and his policies.
MittRomney.com. One of the easiest to find on the website.
MittRomney.com. All right, Senator Talent, thanks so much for being with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.